Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in studio, State Senator Tom Shipley, and with us this morning. Senator, thanks for coming by.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be in Atlantic.
Appreciate it very much. I know you were in town just the other day for a little ceremony in the downtown area, another economic development win.
Yeah, the Whitney, Governor Reynolds was in town to see what's going on there. And, I had heard about the Whitney and driven past a lot of times and wondering what's going on in there, and it's really going to be a first-class facility for the city of Atlantic. It really is. They're anxious to get it done, which will happen pretty soon, it sounds like. So
yeah, and another opportunity for the private sector to work a bit with the public sector on
absolutely
that.
You know, they've I visited with the owners, and they were talking a little bit about how the credits work, you know, and that sort of thing. And Iowa, to its credit, the positive things is Iowa's very easy to work with on this. Federal government, not so much, but the Iowa system worked very, very well. You know, and these tax credits get a lot of attention. They have got a lot of attention, and they will get a lot of attention in this next session. But there are some of them do exactly what they're intended to do, help with projects like that that otherwise just can't get done.
So. Well, especially in some of the smaller communities.
Oh, absolutely. And I know, in fact, there's been some issues with the new tax plan coming out of Washington to do away with historical tax credits. Well, that's pretty important to some of these small rural communities that are trying to do some things downtown. Certainly, it needs to be looked at. I think the best idea, like was presented down there at the Whitney, was, you know, if the federal government would just let the state handle those dollars, it would be there'd be more dollars to work with, because the administrative cost of those federal dollars just siphons off so much money. It's just not necessary. And he spoke of the frustrations they've had with dealing with that, and rightfully so. So we'll see how all that develops. It's not in my wheelhouse, but we'll see what happens. So.
Well, you know, the closer we get to home, sometimes the more prudent those decisions can be. We know where that needs to go.
And we did that this last year with transportation dollars. The federal transportation dollars coming to Iowa don't have the strings attached they do when you send that money back out to the counties and the cities. So they don't have to jump through all the hoops that the federal rules require to get projects done. Thus, they can get projects done. They can get, there's more money to work with, because they don't have to spend money on things that aren't contributing to the project. And so we think that's a big, big plus.
Absolutely. As we're still working through the interim here in between sessions, back in session shortly after the holidays in early January, what types of things are you working on right now?
Well, sadly, Medicaid issues. And mental health, a lot of Medicaid issues now with the changes that were made with the one entity leaving, and then one of the ones that are left can't take any more, and so they're all going to the other one. And so consequently, it's just been a bit of a mess here in the last few days trying to get all that done. DHS is now going to cover some of those people that were under the MCOs to hopefully alleviate some of those concerns and so forth. But that's been some of the things I've been working on. But, you know, we hear about a lot of things, water quality issues. We're going to deal with water quality when we get back fairly quickly. We had a bill that we basically felt good with last year. The House didn't agree with all of it. So consequently, in the last hours of the last day, we didn't get it done. However, we believe that can get resolved, and we will get that addressed quickly, hopefully in January when we get back. So those are the kind of things. One thing that's come up, I know, and it even came up in Atlantic at a board meeting, school board meeting, was the SAVE structure, the SAVE dollars. And it has a sunset on it in 2029, and that puts some districts in a bind if they want to do something. Well, you know, let's face it, 2018, I think, lives you 11 years, and you can't really get a project done in 11 years, so we really need to have a longer period. So we either need to extend that deadline or just get rid of it completely. I know there'd been opposition to doing either one of those for some time, but I don't know if that opposition is still there. So I know Senator Dawson in Council Bluffs has a bill in place to address that now, and hopefully we can get that resolved. So school districts are doing a lot of good things with that money. Now, the problem in the past has been there might have been some things districts did that just, you know, yeah, it was nice, but really the educational value of it, let's face it, you know. But I know around here there's been a lot of work done that's good for education. I was visiting with the Atlantic superintendent, and they were talking about things they've done, and I actually had a chance to go in Avoca with HSTW, and Jesse showed me around there all the good things that they've accomplished with that money. So it's being spent wisely most of the time, and I think probably all the time. I mean, all these people, their local decisions on how that's going to be spent, and I'm never going to second guess. Maybe it sounds like I have, but I'm not second guessing a board because they're making decisions based with the information they've got. So, hopefully we can deal with that here very quickly.
Yeah, sure. And now you mentioned water quality will be an issue that will be addressed early on in the session. Are there others that you think are going to get immediate attention?
Well, we're looking at our own Iowa tax reform bill, which, of course, hinges on what they decide to do in D.C. And that's basically what we're kind of waiting on. And interestingly enough, a month and a half ago, I was out in D.C. and got a chance to visit with some of those people that are dealing with it. And I asked them if they would just go ahead and please get that done by the middle of December so we know what we need to do in January. Well, she didn't think they could do it just for Iowa, and I didn't see any reason why they couldn't do it just for Iowa. But if that would get resolved here, then we know what we need to do. We've got the chairman of Ways and Means, Senator Feenster from up northwest Iowa, has been working on this for a year. He's put a yeoman's effort into it, done a mountain of work and possibilities to simplify anyway, and hopefully make a better tax system for the state of Iowa, because it's, in many ways, it's complex and burdensome, and so in many people's eyes, and hopefully we can get this resolved. Of course, you know, a lot of things will hinge on what we find out from Revenue Estimating Committee the 11th, I believe, of December, when they issue their report, and that sets the benchmark for how much money we're going to have to spend. It's been, as of the last couple years, we've been a tad bit frustrated that they haven't necessarily hit the mark as close as we wish they would have. But we shall see what that brings forward. There are some glimmers of hope out there that maybe the Iowa economy is a little better, but whether it's better enough, you know, it's better than maybe it was a year ago, but when a year ago wasn't very good, you know, getting better from not very good is maybe still not very good. So we shall see what happens then.
You bet. I wanted to backtrack a little bit because you mentioned the Medicaid situation up front, because that's something that affects a lot of people and it's been widely talked about. Is there a clear-cut answer to something like that, going back the way it was or trying to tweak what we've done? Is there a solution?
Well, it's going to take a lot of minds working together to come up with the possibilities. And going back to the system that we had probably is one of those possibilities. It's really become kind of a nonpartisan issue because we're all feeling the frustration of the thing. So it would be premature for me to say what might happen because if I did, I would, you know, a half hour from now, that wouldn't be accurate because, you know, I didn't foresee one of these MCOs pulling out and certainly didn't envision one of the others saying, we can't take any more. So we've only got only one left for people to deal with. Well, DHS now has stepped up and said they're going to cover some of those people, I suppose, with a variation of what the old system was. I don't know exactly how that worked because that's all happened real fast. And I need a little more time to digest it to really figure out exactly what it's doing. And frankly, even if I did tomorrow it may be different anyway. So
true. Those are subject to a lot of discussion. And
it's all written in. It's got to be written in pencil because, boy, it sure seems like it's a. To say it's a fluid situation would be an understatement.
So. Well, and that's a classic example of what you anticipated can change so quickly with just a couple of things happening that you didn't foresee.
Absolutely. You know, and people want to lay blame and so forth. I'm not sure that there's really a place to lay blame on anybody that's in Iowa now. So
yeah, but it does affect real people and their lives.
Absolutely.
And that's why it needs to be discussed and attended to and will be.
We will. I mean, it has to be. So, you know, these are real people with real problems.
You bet. Senator, thanks for coming by. I appreciate you stopping in and visiting with us. Door's always open. Stop in anytime.
We'll do that. I know where you're at on Olive Street.